Newsom proclaims May as Jewish American Heritage Month in California. California Governor Gavin Newsom declared May as the first Jewish American Heritage Month in the state May 5, also internationally known as Holocaust Remembrance Day. In a proclamation, the governor touted the accomplishments of Jewish immigrants who sought the promise of freedom and opportunity to start life anew in California. The state has the second largest Jewish population in the U.S. after New York. This month, we recognize the enduring faith, perseverance, and resilience of the Jewish people and lift up the many ways that Jewish Americans enrich our culture, politics, civil society, and countless other areas, Mr. Newsom said. As we celebrate these accomplishments, we must also recognize the bigotry and violence that Jews have faced throughout history and that shamefully persist to this day. The proclamation also said the state intends to combat brazen displays of antisemitism and the shocking decline in awareness among young people about the Holocaust, in which 6 million Jews were killed from 1941 and 1945. To accomplish such, the proclamation said officials would enlist experts to help the state's Commission on the State of Hate and the Council on Holocaust and Genocide Education develop better teaching methods. Additionally, the governor said the state is partnering with the legislature's Jewish caucus to fight antisemitism by providing funding for increased security at synagogues as well as for programs that fight hate crimes and support victims. This Jewish American Heritage Month, let us pay tribute to the many and varied contributions of the Jewish people to our California story and celebrate our common commitment to pluralism, cultural diversity, and religious freedom, Mr. Newsom said. The proclamation comes as colleges and universities across the country are witnessing pro-Palestinian protests, some of them peaceful, some of them resulting in violence, anti-Semitic graffiti and arrests, calling for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza, which began October 7.